Good evening, and welcome to another Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. This is Chapter 19.
The Dainty China Country. While the Tin Man was making a ladder from wood which he found in the forest, Dorothy lay down and slept. She was very tired from the long walk. The lion also curled up to sleep, and Toto lay beside him. The Scarecrow watched the Tin Man while he worked and said to him, I cannot figure out why this wall is here, or what it is made of. Rest your brains and do not worry about the wall, answered the Tin Man. When we have climbed over it, we will know what is on the other side. After a while, the ladder was finished. It looked clumsy, but the Tin Man was sure it was strong and would serve the purpose of getting them over the China Wall. The Scarecrow woke Dorothy, Toto, and the Lion. He told them that the ladder was ready. The Scarecrow climbed up the ladder first, but he was so awkward that Dorothy had to follow.
Awkward that Dorothy had to follow
close behind to keep it from falling off. When he got his head over the top of the wall and he could see, he said, "Oh, my." "Go on," shouted Dorothy. So the Scarecrow climbed farther up and sat down on the top of the wall. And Dorothy looked over and cried, "Oh, my," just like the Scarecrow had done. Then Toto came up and immediately began to bark.
How did Toto get up a ladder?
But Dorothy told him to be quiet. The lion climbed the ladder next, and then the Tin Man. Both of them said, "Oh, my," as soon as they looked over the wall. When they were all sitting in a row on the top of the wall, they looked down and saw a very strange sight. Before them was a great stretch of land. The floor of the land was as smooth and shining as and white as the bottom of a big plate. Scattered around were many houses made entirely of china and painted in bright colors. These houses were very small. The biggest one reached only as high as Dorothy's waist. There were also tiny barns painted red with china fences around them. There were cows, sheep, horses, and pigs, all made of china. But strangest of all were the people who lived in this unusual country. There were milkmaids and shepherdesses who wore red and yellow blouses and skirts with golden spots. There were princesses with beautiful dresses of silver, gold, and purple. The shepherds were dressed in short pants with the pink, yellow, and blue stripes on them. Their shoes had golden buckles. There were princes with jeweled crowns and what is that word? Ermine robes.
It's a type of fur.
There were also clowns in ruffled gowns with round red spots on their cheeks and tall pointed caps. But the strangest thing of all was that all these people were made of china. Even their clothes were made of china. And they were so small that the tallest one was no higher than Dorothy's knee.
Wow. It's the land of the little people.
Dolls. Moving dolls, they called them.
Wow.
At first, none of the little people even looked at the travelers. One little purple china dog with an extra large head came to the wall and barked at them.
It's like Toto.
"How can we get down the other side of the wall? Of this wall," said Dorothy. The ladder was so heavy they couldn't pull it up, so the Scarecrow fell off the wall. Then the others jumped on down on him so that the hard floor would not hurt their feet. They were very careful not to land on his head and get the pins stuck in their feet. When they were all safely down, they picked up the scarecrow and patted his straw back into shape. "We must cross this strange place in order to get to the other side," said Dorothy, for we really must continue going south. They began walking through the country of the China people. And the first thing I came to was a China milkmaid milking a China cow. As they came near, the cow gave a kick, and over went the stool, the pail, and even the milkmaid herself. Everything fell on the China ground with a great clatter. Dorothy was shocked to see that the cow had broken its leg off, and that the pail was lying in several small pieces. Even the milkmaid had a nick in her left elbow. "See what you have done," cried the milkmaid angrily. "My cow has broken her leg, and I must take her to the mender's shop to glue it back on again. And have it glued on again, that is. What do you mean coming here and frightening my cow? I am really very sorry," said Dorothy. "Please forgive us," but the milkmaid was too angry to answer. She picked up the leg and led the cow away. The poor animal limped on three legs. Mm. Dorothy felt very bad about what had happened. "We must be careful here," said the kind-hearted tin man, or we may hurt these little people so that they will never get over it." A little farther on, Dorothy met a beautiful, fully dressed princess. The princess stopped short when she saw the strangers, and she started to run away. Dorothy wanted to see more of the princess, so she ran after her. But the China girl cried out, "Don't chase me! Don't chase me!" She had such a frightening voice that Dorothy stopped and asked, "Why not?" "Because," answered the princess, if I run, I may fall down and break myself. But you could be mended, couldn't you?" asked Dorothy. "Oh, yes, but one is never as pretty after being mended, you know."
And that's all we have time for right now. We'll be back with part two in a minute in next show. Good night.